Welcome to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Andy Jones, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Thanks very much for tuning in to your local campus and community radio station on a Wednesday afternoon in late, late summer. Here on the campus of UC Davis, we call this late summer because classes don't start until a week from tomorrow. But for school children everywhere, they've been at it for a few weeks now. It's no fair, but here's how we, as part of the UC Davis community, are going to make it up to you, the school children of America, and especially those of you who live locally. A production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream is opening tomorrow, the 15th of September, and it runs during the weekends until October 2nd. You can find this show at the UC Davis Arboretum Gazebo on Garrett Drive on the UC Davis campus. We have two of the members of the big team that's going to provide you lots of fun in the midsummer's day and evening, this late September and early October, here in the studio of KDVS's Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We're going to talk to them about this production from the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble. If you want to follow along, visit ShakespeareDavis.com. And then, in the second half of the show, we'll be joined by David Rowe. David Rowe is a poet originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, who will be phoning into the program to tell us about the appearance that he's going to be making tomorrow evening at the John Atsoulis Gallery as part of the ongoing Poetry Night reading series. That's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. To find out more about that, visit poetryindavis.com. So many cultural opportunities this weekend and beyond. You want to stick around for details. Here, on everybody's favorite poetry and technology program, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. Shorter is playing our intro music this afternoon on KDVS's Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. After we hear this important message from the sponsor of this program, Doctors Clinic for Men in Sacramento, I will introduce you all to two of the performers in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Stick around.
This hour of KDVS programming is brought to you by Doctors Clinic for Men in Sacramento. Doctors Clinic for Men assists those unable to perform sexually to their own or partner's satisfaction. Treatments are offered which can resolve both premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. Doctors Clinic for Men's medication consists of only FDA-approved agents, and its staff has over 15 years' experience in this area of medicine. Confidential visits are conducted at the California Sutter Building, 28th and J Street in Sacramento. The office can be reached at 916-551-1595 or toll-free at 877-493-8839. On the web at www.doctorsclinicformen.com. KDVS.com.
Thanks very much to Doctors Clinic for Men for their support of KDVS and for this radio show. My name is Dr. Andy. Thanks very much for tuning in. I've got a website supporting this radio show. It needs a little updating. You can find it at poetrytechnology.com. There you can also listen to archives of old shows. I think one of those shows features Stephanie Hankinson. Steph Hankinson is here, and she is the managing director of a new production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is brought to us by Davis Shakespeare Ensemble and Friends of the UC Davis Arboretum. As I mentioned before, it opens tomorrow evening, runs Thursday through Sunday at 8 p.m., and Sunday shows include a 2 p.m. matinee. There'll also be a preview performance tomorrow evening with cheaper ticket prices. If you want to find out more, you can visit shakespeare-davis.com. Steph's brought with her Jessica Spa, who has two of many important roles in this particular play. One of those is Titania. I'm very happy to have them both here in the studio with me. Steph, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thanks for having us, Andy.
Absolutely. And Jessica Spa, welcome to the program for the first time.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So we were talking off mic about this. I'll ask you first, Steph. Midsummer Night's Dream, I couched this earlier as something that might attract the interest of school children. Mm-hmm. I would say that all of Shakespeare's plays, and I know you've been reading them more recently than I have, that Midsummer Night's Dream is the kid-friendliest of them all. What do you think?
You know, I think so. I would definitely say that that's a big yes, at least for our production. And I think just in terms of a show where they can really grasp all the different plots and the way that they work together, because that can be kind of tricky with a lot of the comedies. You've got overlapping plots and lots of things like that. And, you know, Midsummer is fairly straightforward. It's got the lovers and there's the love triangle, of course, which, you know, ensues in a fight, which is pretty understandable and exciting, I think, for all ages, yeah. And then,
right.
Of course, the fairies, which is just something that I think the kids really grasp and really, really enjoy. And I think they're going to really enjoy ours with our the emphasis on bike parts and sort of, you know, thievery and, like, shenanigans that our fairies get into.
Shenanigans are great because although Shakespeare does not always specify shenanigans, many productions have added them, and that certainly delights the children and delights all of us, you know, all of us who appreciate physical comedy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But bike parts is new.
Yeah, bike parts is new. That's our sort of spin on Midsummer that we're taking. You know, we've been in the Davis area for a year now. We did Romeo and Juliet exactly a year ago,
right.
With the ensemble, and so this is our fifth full production, which is very exciting. And in that year, I think one thing you can't help but notice about Davis is the love of bikes and the love of all things bike culture. And
right.
We really wanted to embrace that in this show. And so our fairies are sort of inspired by those times when you can't get your lock undone and when your seat's missing and when the tire might pop and when things go a little bit wrong and, you know, the magic of everything that is bicycle-related. The mechanicals are the ones that put on the play within the play, and they're sort of bike mechanics. They're the people you might find in a bike shop or hanging around, you know, out in the arboretum to get a bike or something. And the lovers, you know, they're really just inspired by everyone riding bikes around Davis, you know, the students and
bike
families.
Enthusiasts.
Yeah, bike enthusiasts, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you've spoken to bike culture. Tell us a little bit about the relationship of the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble with the Arboretum and why you've chosen this particular site on Garrett Drive for this production.
Yeah, we're working in the UC Davis Arboretum gazebo,
mm-hmm.
and it's a sacred space for us. I mean, it's anyone that's been out there even just to walk around during the day or especially in the evening will understand what I mean when I say that it's really a sort of, it's a space that has some ritual to it. And I think with all the circles and all the geometry out there and, of course, the beautiful gardens, there's not really a better place you could pick to come out on a, you know, cool summer evening, or hopefully cool.
It's so magical.
It is.
To be out there. It's perfect for this particular production, you know, especially. It's just, the magic is already there.
And right.
It's one of the best spaces I've ever worked in. It's just so cool. It's really neat.
Yeah, you can't build up a set that creates the kind of magic that the space naturally possesses at this time of year, I think, especially. It's just, it's perfect.
And one of the things that makes it so great is that people, audience members, get to sit around all different elements of the action.
Yes.
And therefore, I'm sure that provides some challenges for your actors, knowing in which direction to project. But it means that in an ensemble piece like this one, that different interesting things can be happening away from the action that some people might notice better than others because of their proximity to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an incredibly intimate space. We work on sort of an alley format where you've got the audience on two sides, not quite in the round, but on an alley. So you get a lot of performance moments where you're watching, you know, maybe one or two actors straight on, and then you've got profile of another. Or like you were saying, you'll catch tiny little things that are happening that makes it, I think, a totally unique experience from seeing different kinds of, especially Shakespearean productions, which are usually done in big venues, you know, proscenium stage straight on. So it's a really unique, I think, opportunity to come see it in this small of a space, which is very exciting.
Excellent. We're about to take a musical break, but let me ask you, Steph, what does a managing director do, and how is the managing director different from, say, the director or the artistic director?
Right. You know, I'm the managing director of the ensemble, and mm-hmm. So what my day-to-day is, you know, it can be anything from answering emails to today it was rounding up a few extra bicycles to picking up some props to running to the store to get some whatever. But in terms of what I've done on this production, I've also worked as the assistant director on this show, as well as Gio Battista is the other assistant director, mm-hmm. and Rob Salas was the director of this production. Those two individuals are the artistic director and associate artistic director. So we've really tried to form, with this show more than any other, an ensemble-based environment, and that means that we're all taking on sharing the roles, mm-hmm. I think. So it's a little less traditional than maybe a managing director that works for, say, Berkeley Rep or, you know, something like that. But we're sharing the responsibilities, I think, of what that means. But this show's been a lot about bike parts, to be honest.
Yeah.
Acquiring those.
So you've made some friends with some bike mechanics over the last few weeks.
We have. The Davis Bike Collective and the bike people have been fabulous over the last couple months in helping us repair and acquire and scavenge any parts or pieces that have filled our show with.
They're just, they've been so generous. Both organizations have been really great in communicating with us and offering things and supporting us.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
Well, we're listening to Stephanie Hankinson and Jessica Spa. They're two of the members of the David Shakespeare Ensemble's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, co-presented by Friends of the UC Davis Arboretum. When we return, I'll have a few questions for Jessica Spa about Titania and this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. If you want to find out more, visit ShakespeareDavis.com. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. enjoying the music of Wayne Shorter this afternoon. He's a jazz musician first introduced to me by my brother Oliver. This is a song I recognize called Speak No Evil. The previous one was Lester Left Town by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. The CD is called Footprints, The Life and Music of Wayne Shorter. If you ever have jazz requests that you would like to hear in the mix on this radio show, I welcome your suggestions. aojones@gmail.com. You can also reach me, care of the website for this radio show, poetrytechnology.com. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Jessica Spa is here. She's an actress, and she is playing Titania in a new production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Previews tomorrow. I guess that means it opens on Friday. Runs that weekend and all the way until October 2nd. Thursday through Sunday at 8 p.m. There's an extra Sunday show at 2 p.m., a matinee, as well as that preview performance tomorrow. So, Jessica Spa, this is your first time on the radio show.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me about your relationship with the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble. How was it that you got connected with them, and how was it that you were chosen to play Titania in this new production of A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Well, I actually worked with our director, Rob Stallus, down at UC Irvine, mm-hmm. where I studied theater down there, and did two shows with him. I did the House of Bernard Alba and Rhinoceros with him, and also was on the improv team with Rob as well. So we got to know each other there, and he sent me an email this summer, you know, requesting I come up here, and I did without delay. You know? I was very excited to be a part of this.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your background as an actress.
Well, I started in high school and then studied at Santa Barbara City College, where mm-hmm. I'm from, and then transferred to UC Irvine, where I got my degree I think that's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been working down south. I've worked with an ensemble company in Santa Barbara several times, and I've done. I actually went to Romania with a professor at UC Irvine to do a new work, and we performed at the Sibiu International Theater Festival in Romania, which was really excellent. It was really fabulous.
What have been some of your favorite roles as an actress?
I should have been expecting this question. I recently played Regina in a production of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts mm-hmm. earlier this year that was absolutely fantastic. It was in Santa Barbara with the Santa Barbara Ensemble, Ensemble Theater Company. And it was great to delve into that world. And I love period pieces, I always have, and so that was a lot of fun. Everyone in that was great, and it was a great role.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Titania in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Titania has been a lot of fun. She's the queen of the fairies, which is, you know, inherently really fun, and she has magical powers. She has lots of sort of lovers that span the world. She's with Oberon, the king of the fairies, but they're sort of in a bit of a tussle right now over a changeling baby, you know, sort of a human baby that they both want to serve them. So because of their fight, the whole natural world is in disarray, and they're not too happy about that. So it's been really great exploring the supernatural elements and also the human elements of the character of Titania.
Excellent. Had you done Shakespeare productions previously?
This is actually my first Shakespeare production.
How exciting.
I've studied it before, but yeah, it's my first time being in a production. Yeah.
How has it been different for you, say, in something like Ibsen? The language is more, at times formal, but still more prosaic,
mm-hmm.
Rather than the poetry of Shakespeare. How has it been different for you in terms of preparation, performance, and so far as you've performed it in preparing for it tomorrow night, etc.? etc.?
Yeah, well, certainly Shakespeare, you know, it might seem daunting at first, but once you delve into it and, you know, and make sense of it for yourself, I think it really is almost the same as prose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as long as you know what you're saying, it's just that much more beautiful to say. I mean, the poetry is gorgeous, but it's expressing, you know, the same emotions that any human would express. Say, Ibsen is, you know, very prose. We also did a very modern translation of Ghosts, but it doesn't differ too much, you know, besides, say, the syntax.
Right.
But it's just been a lot of fun to really get used to. And now, at this point, it's one of my favorite things to perform.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Jessica Spaha is my guest. She is, do you consider yourself an Irvine-based actress at this juncture?
Ooh, I would say I'm almost a Santa Barbara-based.
Santa Barbara-based, okay.
Point, but I would hopefully, I want to make a move to L.A. soon, so.
Yeah.
Southern California.
There's a big magnet down there in L.A., isn't there?
There
for
sure
talented
is.
Actresses,
yeah.
Yeah. And so Jessica Spaha is an important part of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a production that is presented by the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble with the support of friends of the UC Davis Arboretum. It previews tomorrow evening and opens this weekend. It'll run this weekend and the next few weekends all the way up to October 2nd. If you want to find out more, visit the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble website at shakespeare-davis.com. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to find out some more about the bicycling elements of this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. I bet that will fascinate you as well. Stick around. This is KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Andy Jones, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019. Or via email at root@lugod.org.
Everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We're talking about A Midsummer Night's Dream. It previews tomorrow and runs weekends until October 2nd over at the UC Davis Arboretum Gazebo. That's at 1 Garrett Drive here in the city of Davis. The Davis Shakespeare Ensemble can be found on the web at shakespeare-davis.com. Steph Hankinson, we talked about your work as a managing director, but we didn't talk so much about the parts that you play in A Midsummer Night's Dream. I understand that you got the coveted part of Cobweb.
Oh, Cobweb, yeah. I mean, huge role.
Yeah.
So many lines, so much preparation has actually.
So many letters, at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So many letters. No, it is really fun to play a fairy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ensemble
is taking on a lot of roles. I think there's 20, maybe 24 roles for something in the original script, 25 or so, and there's 9 of us in the cast. So we're all taking on multiple roles, even larger parts like, Oberon is doubled with Theseus, things like that. The lovers are all doubled as mechanicals and fairies, and I'm doubled as well, and tripled, actually, I guess. Cobweb, Quince, and Aegeus. But the fairies are great. It's a lot of fun. We get to sing. We get to play with Bottom and Titania. We get to play instruments that we've made out of bike parts. It's a lot of fun. It's been great.
That sounds terrific. Speaking of bike parts, tell me about some of the parts that have been most helpful to you without giving too much away. And also tell me about the people, the bike people here in the city of Davis who have been helpful to you and that you may want to plug as well.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, we've, honestly, I don't think there's a part of a bike that we haven't used. We've got pieces that are made of just tires. We have some set pieces that are made of that are very cool. We've done a lot with wheels. That makes sense, I think, in the space when you get in there and it's circular. The whole thing is sort of designed like a wheel with spokes. So that kind of inspired us, I think. And everything down to little bolts and, cranks and things that are made into jewelry and other sort of beautiful knickknacks. Becky Portney is an artist that has worked with the Arboretum. She did the landfill to landscape art installation that was placed out, where she used recycled materials and basically scrap metal and made it into flowers and other sort of natural pieces that they're large, and they were displayed out in the Arboretum and were very cool. And she's been awesome with us. She's made the Bottom mask. She's made the flowers that the fairies use to transform, the lovers, of course, into loving someone else, I guess. And so she's been excellent and made some really cool, unique pieces for us. And then the bike people have just opened shop down on 5th and L.
And that's their actual name,
that's
the bike
actually,
people.
Yeah, that's proper noun. But they've opened up shop down at 5th and L, and they create custom bikes. And so they've been really, really helpful in having us imagine what these bicycles could be, and instead of just saying, okay, there's two wheels and it goes forward, what can it be? And giving us unique pieces and extra parts and things like that. They've been great. And then the Bike Collective has been, I think, probably the most helpful out of everyone in letting us come down and pick through parts, giving us frames,
teaching us
how to fix the bikes, because before the show, we had very limited knowledge of how to repair a bike and get it going, and going down there and working with them has been incredible. And so I'd suggest that anyone contact, the bike people and the bike collective when they're looking for repairs or new bikes or...
It's called Bike Forth.
Bike Forth. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's on, L and Forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right around the corner from the bike people.
Absolutely. Well, there's certainly some great options for those of us who are, looking for bikes, working with bikes, mm-hmm. hoping to repair bikes, and also, as you mentioned, creating unusual, interesting, unexpected bikes out of available parts.
Yes,
great.
Absolutely.
Well, Stephanie, could you remind us one more time the details of when and how we can see this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yeah, absolutely. The show previews tomorrow night at 8 p.m., and we run all the way through October 2nd, Thursday through Sunday at 8 p.m. Sundays also include an additional 2 p.m. matinee, and everyone can find out more information by visiting our website, shakespeare.davis.com, or they can call our box office directly at 530-802-0998.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing the production. I'll be bringing my daughter Geneva with me to see that.
Excellent.
And as I was joking about off mic, she has played fairies in, I think, 2 different productions, so she can, offer notes if necessary.
Oh, well, I will need those.
All right.
I'll be very excited to get those.
Excellent. Well, thanks to both of you. Steph Hankinson and Jessica Spall are here representing the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble, and this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Break a leg. I hope it goes well.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Sure. Stick around, everyone, because we're going to be joined in a few minutes by David Rowe. He's the poet who's reading tomorrow night at the Poetry Night Reading Series at the John Atsoulis Gallery. That's at 521 First Street. That starts at 8 p.m., and there will be an open mic afterwards. Soon I shall return with a introduction to this poet joining us from New Orleans, Louisiana, David Rowe, here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. The next voice you hear will be that of Ricardo Montalban. Check it.
There are many ways to measure success. For the Shriners, it's the nearly 700,000 children with orthopedic and burn problems that they've helped. This is Ricardo Montalban. For over 80 years, the Shriners have provided state-of-the-art medical care to kids all over North America, totally free of charge. There is a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
This is Dr. Andy thanking Bueller and Bueller Structural Engineers for their support of KDVS this season. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Bueller and Bueller Structural Engineers reminds women to have screening mammograms at recommended intervals. Today's low-dose state-of-the-art mammography can detect tumors too small to be discovered by touch. So don't delay. Early diagnosis means that you'll have better than a 95% chance of successful treatment. This message is a courtesy of Bueller and Bueller Structural Engineers in Sacramento. You may reach them at 916-443-0303 or online at bbse.com. They care about the health of the women in our community. been enjoying some Wayne Shorter this afternoon. This particular track is called Time of the Barracudas. The Gil Evans Orchestra playing the music of Wayne Shorter. One of the great things about living in a culturally rich university town is that we have a regular number of performers coming through, whether they be theatrical performers, like the ones that we were just enjoying talking to, or performing poets. I should say as an aside that we have fiction writers and artists and ceramicists coming through the city of Davis as well. But tomorrow night, here in the city of Davis, we will turn our eye to poetry. The Poetry Night Reading Series will be presenting David Rowe, visiting us from New Orleans, Louisiana. This is tomorrow, Thursday, September 15th, starting at 8 o'clock with an open mic that starts at 9 p.m. This event takes place at the John Atsoulis Gallery at 521 First Street here in the city of Davis, right at the corner of First and E Street. And David Rowe will be the featured performer. A native of Worcester, Massachusetts, David Rowe was educated at Swarthmore College. His poems have appeared widely, including in journals such as the Cortland Review, the North American Review, Big Bridge, Dorado, Solid Quarter, Exquisite Corpse, which I think is headquartered right there in his hometown of New Orleans, Yawp, and in the anthology The Maple Leaf Rag. He's a poet accomplished on stage and on the page. He's read his poetry on the Mo Green Poetry Show and on radio station WWOZ, as well as in many other venues in the United States and abroad. David Rowe helped to represent New Orleans when Wave Books' Poetry Bus Tour, as well as S.A. Griffin's Poetry Bond Tour, came to town in 2006 and 2010, respectively. He served as poet-in-residence at Peter Anderson's Beauty Shop. Now he's teaching poetry writing at the Covenant House, a shelter for homeless youths. His full-length collection, Unsolicited Poems, and I Own a Copy, quite a nice book. It's available at Verna Press, that's V-E-R-N-A Press.com. I'm very pleased that he could join us here on the radio show. David Rowe, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you so much, Dr. Andy.
It's good to have you here, and what fun that you're on what sounds to me like a national poetry tour in support of your new book, Unsolicited Poems.
It is a bit of a coup. I did want to mention it's all funded thanks to Kickstarter.com, which was something I was unaware of till my publisher, Peter, discovered it. You just go online to Kickstarter.com. It funds all sorts of creative projects, and we scared up over $4,000, Dr. Andy.
That's terrific. So that'll pay for some gas and some hotel rooms and give you a chance to share your work around the nation.
And cigarettes, yeah.
Well, tomorrow you're going to be at the John Atsoulis Gallery here in the city of Davis.
Yes, sir.
You'll be reading poems from your new book, Unsolicited Poems. Say, I want to hear about that book, but also say something about your press, Verna Press.
Well, it's Peter Anderson's press, and, he does a lot of wonderful letterpress work. That's really his first love, I dare say. So we're talking about lovely broadsides. We're talking about, chapbooks, and we're talking about his magazine, Dorado. The Unsolicited Poetry Tour is also, looking for talent out there. It's blind submissions, y'all. So not only is it done by hand, but it's blind.
Excellent. And so a lot of integrity over there at Verna Press.
How integrity, yeah. Thank you for that.
Sure. How would you characterize the poetry scene in New Orleans?
How would I characterize the poetry scene in New Orleans? God bless you. It's sincere. It's sincere. It's it's known for two venues, the Maple Leaf, which is said to be the longest running in the country, but you never know with those things. The poet Everett Maddox started it years ago, and he's actually half buried in the back. His epitaph reads, "He was a mess," which is a compliment in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Everett Maddox is well worth checking out. University of New Orleans Press has just put out his collected works. And then other than that, you got the Gold Mine, and that's Dave Brinks and Friends. And that's another great venue.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Well, in the last week or 10 days, if I'm reading this correctly, you've performed poems from your new book in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, as well as in Los Angeles. And I think tonight it'll be Sacramento.
Well, yeah, I think we're skipping San Francisco. We had a great reading last night. I urge your listeners to check out Adobe Books. Man, that is a throwback, and they had a spread for us of quiche and bread that recalls a still life by Dolly with an aura on it. It was just magnificent.
That's terrific.
I'm telling you, Adobe Books.
Adobe Books in San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
Well, and then David Rowe, I've really enjoyed reading your book, Unsolicited Poems. Do you want to say something about some of your poetic heroes that one might hear echoing in those particular poems?
That's a wonderful question. I want to mention, too, it's a double entendre, the unsolicited, you know, of course, it references the slush pile.
Right.
But maybe more importantly, I didn't ask for them either, Andy. So the courtesy of the muse at their best. My heroes, you know, would be Dylan Thomas, Richard Hugo, Jack Gilbert, who's still alive in the Berkshires, I'm told. You know, Jack Gilbert, he's well worth checking out. Who else? Peter? Whitman. Okay, yeah. The gypsy lady told me that I'm actually, guided by Walt Whitman. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I love a lot of foreign authors as well. Aimé Césaire, St. John Peirce, Paz, Octavio Paz. But, you know, I really believe in the incantatory powers of the word, you know. So it makes me a Celt.
Excellent.
I reckon, yep.
Well, let's, before we say anything more about those great poets, why don't we hear an example of such an incantatory verse?
Yes, sir.
David Rowe is my guest, and he'll be reading incanting poems tomorrow evening at the John Atsoulis Gallery, and that's at First and E Streets here in the city of Davis. Thursday, September 15th at 8 p.m., there will be an open mic afterwards. And what happens is that when we have a poet like David Rowe, many times people are inspired to present their own verse, and so the open mic can be quite lively. What's the name of the work that you're going to share with us this afternoon, David?
Yes, sir. I thought we'd go with Satchel Mouth Poem.
Excellent.
It's inspired by the PBS jazz series, so it's with thanks to Ken Burns. With breath and brass, he swings gut bucket alchemy and hands us back jasmine perfume of Storyville whores. Hemi, demi, semi-quavers, a dizzy, my country, tis of thee. Pumping his cornet of pistons as if milking the overflowing udders of exuberance utterly dry. His cornucopian horn, his kitchen syncopated genius, proclamate an emancipation for the rest of us. A bowler hat to mute another, as below, so above solo, so that he conflates anatomy and astronomy, and herniates the heavens before laughing a teardrop from his trumpet spit duct onto the wore out dance floor.
That's terrific.
Thank you, man. I know you're fond of your jazz music.
I sure am. I play it every week here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Right on.
Well, David, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick break and play a public service announcement. And then when we return, I hope you can read one more for us.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back with more of David Rowe here on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. You know, another venue where I'd like to host a poetry reading someday would be the International House right here in the city of Davis, over by the Chancellor's residence. Here's a message now about the International House Festival. Check this out.
The International House will celebrate unity and diversity at its inaugural International Festival on Saturday, October 1, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Center at 203 East 14th Street in Davis. There'll be music, food, dancing, an international fashion show, a variety of kids' events, former police chief Calvin Handy playing saxophone with the Jazz Patrol, international food, jewelry, and crafts vendors, as well as educational lectures. International House annual memberships will be half price that day only. Call 530-753-5007 for more information.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Tomorrow night, David Rowe will be reading at the John Itzulis Gallery as part of the Poetry Night reading series. Tonight, you can catch him at Time Tested Books. That's the Midtown Sacramento bookstore on 21st Street. He'll be reading with Lawrence Dinkins, sometimes known as the poet NSAA, as well as with Sacramento's own poet laureate, Bob Stanley. That'll be quite an event. That's tonight at Time Tested Books. And I believe that starts at 7 o'clock. David, do you have another poem for us?
I sure do. This one here is titled Melisma, Poem for Melissa. And my friend Melissa doesn't like her name, so I wrote this to try to rectify that. And accordingly, there are a lot of anagrams, and you know, you'll see. Melisma, poem for Melissa. If to unspool loops of scotch tape is to generate lightning, if the right sunlight makes a celestial alphabet of strands of vitreous fluid afloat in our eyeballs, and cathedral stones have been known to come alive at twilight and cry out with birdsong, never doubt what sprites may be set free, what golden honey discovered in manhandling the beehive of your name, Melissa, your orphan bastard's name. You need only wield it like a pariah's drum to succeed in rousing the sibyl drowsing within its syllables until you hear where your true asylum, that longed for Elysium, was slumming it all along.
Wow, that's terrific. Did she appreciate your efforts on her behalf?
I think she still isn't fond of the name Melissa, but, you know, you do what you can.
Well, it's fun to ritualize and to celebrate our friends in whichever ways we can. And, of course, that's why people turn to poets.
Yes, sir. You know, it's as important to celebrate Louis Armstrong as it is a Melissa.
I think so. Well, David Rowe, after hearing these samples, I'm really excited to hear you read your work tomorrow evening at the John and Philip Gallery at 8 o'clock. If people want to find out more about David, including a photograph, they could visit the website for the Poetry Night reading series. That's poetryindavis.com. This event is also all over Facebook, Twitter, and alt.poetry. David Rowe, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks very much for joining me on the radio show today.
Oh, it was a real pleasure, and I look forward to shaking your hand.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. That's this particular radio show and this particular radio station. We were talking about the John and Sulis Gallery before. Another great gallery that we have here in the city of Davis is the Artery. I had a chance to visit a bunch of art galleries and other places celebrating the arts this past Friday, as you can do every second Friday here in the city of Davis. Let's learn now about what's coming up at the Artery on the 4th of October. Coming up right now.
From September 9th to October 4th, the Artery in Davis presents Artifacts, historically informed fiber art from the hands of Julia Cahue. Her fiber pieces recall both a rich history and a fondness for fine art, each embodied in her usage of age-old artistic techniques. Cahue believes that since textiles are both functional and expressive, they invite a deeply personal daily connection with art and thus become artifacts of our everyday experiences. The Artery is located at 207 G Street in Davis.
I'll share a poem with you. This one is called Across the Border by Sophie Jewett. It's a poem that was published in 1910 in the book The Poems of Sophie Jewett. Across the Border. Where all the trees bear golden flowers and all the birds are white, where fairy folk and dancing hours bring stars for candlelight, where every wind and leaf can talk, but no man understands, save one whose child feet chance to walk green paths of fairyland. I followed two swift silver wings, I stalked a roving song, I startled shining silent things, I wandered all day long. But when it seemed the shadowy hours whispered of soft foot night, I crept home to sweet common flowers, brown birds, and candlelight. I thought a fairy poem would be appropriate for the production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Previews tomorrow, runs for 3 weekends. That's really a big deal. The runs of the David Shakespeare Ensemble have historically run, I believe, 2 weekends. Nice that they're picking up a third week. We were talking off mic about how they attribute, those folks behind the David Shakespeare Ensemble, they attribute their success to word of mouth. Let's see if we've contributed to that this evening. A word from the Sacramento Doctors Clinic for Men, and then we'll wrap up. This is KDVS. Stick around.
This hour of KDVS programming is brought to you by Doctors Clinic for Men in Sacramento. Doctors Clinic for Men assists those unable to perform sexually to their own or partner's satisfaction. Treatments are offered which can resolve both premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. Doctors Clinic for Men's medication consists of only FDA-approved agents, and its staff has over 15 years' experience in this area of medicine. Confidential visits are conducted at the California Sutter Building, 28th and J Street, in Sacramento. The office can be reached at 916-551-1595 or toll-free at 877-493-8839. On the web at www.doctorsclinicformen.com.
We are just about out of time for this radio show. Make sure you stick around, though, because DJ Tangosaurus Rex is picking out some tunes right now for her show, Cool and Deadly, here on KWS. I'd like to thank the members of the David Shakespeare Ensemble who joined me this afternoon, Steph Hankinson, the managing director, and Jessica Spall, a new recruit playing Titania in this upcoming production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. I look forward to seeing it with my daughter, Geneva. We'll see what weekend night works best for our schedule. Maybe I'll see you there. I'd also like to thank David Rowe. David Rowe is the New Orleans-based poet. Very talented, as you can hear. A terrific reader. He'll be performing tomorrow evening at the John Itzulis Gallery here in the city of Davis. That is right there at 521 First Street. As part of the Poetry Night reading series, if you'd like to find out more, visit poetryindavis.com. My name is Dr. Andy. I thank you very much for tuning in this afternoon to your local campus and community radio station, KDVS, for another production of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. I'll see you next week.